Are you ready to live in new dimensions with the power given to you by God? Well, you've tuned in to the right podcast. Welcome to Motivated to Greatness, where we discover the greatness within. Here's your host, Jerome Bouverette.
Well, welcome to the M2G podcast. I am your host, Jerome Bouverette. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to discover the greatness within? Then let's start today's journey. Now, before we get into the podcast, listen, if you have any ideas for podcast topics or maybe something that you'd like us to teach on, or maybe something that's been brewing in your thought process, well, I need you to stay on to the end of this episode because we're going to share with you how you can submit those ideas, those questions, those topics in a very efficient and easy manner. And also, I'm going to share with you some exciting growth opportunities that I know you're going to want to take advantage of. And I pray that M2G has been a tremendous blessing to you. Now, we've been in this series called the Power Series. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the power of different things in our life. We talked about the power of our thoughts. We talked about the power of our words. And this week, I want to talk about the power of our actions. That's right. The power of our actions. You know, our actions are a very powerful thing in our life, and they literally can promote us or demote us. And so I want to talk about the power of what we do. Do you understand, my listeners? Do you understand that what we do ultimately will define how we live? Matter of fact, Mahatma Gandhi said this. Gandhi said, "Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values, and your values become your destiny." And if you have not listened to the previous episodes in this Power Series, I challenge you to go back and listen to them, because what Gandhi said kind of leads to where we're going. You know, our beliefs, they design the way we think. And then the way we think dictates what comes out of our mouth, and our words ultimately will display the actions that we're going to have. And those actions, when we repeat them, become the habits that we have in life. And then those habits become our values. And ultimately, the values or the morals that we have will determine the destiny. And so I want to talk about the power of our actions. Now, I need us to understand that the power of our actions, they determine our character. Now, we've been talking in this series, we've been talking about the basic outlook that we have on life. We've been talking about the frame through which we see things. And we've been talking about how we see things literally sets in motion a powerful chain of events in our life that begin with the thoughts that we think, leading to the words that we speak. And these two forces, they're very powerful. We talked about that over the last couple podcasts. And that our thoughts and words shape our identity and our reality. And what is our reality? Well, our reality is how we view ourselves and how we view the world around us. Now, I want to look at this powerful force called our actions. This powerful force, my friends, it really does stem. It stems from the attitude that we carry. What is our actions? When we talk about actions, what are we talking about? Well, our actions are defined as this. If I could define it as anything, actions really in our life mean this. Actions are our responses to the world and how we engage the world based on our perception of it. So how we see the things around us literally will determine how we react to those things around us. And so our actions, it is our response. It's our response to the way that we see things. You know, how do I say this? Actions are the reaction to the viewpoints that we have. And you probably can think about right now about different situations, how you've reacted differently, whether it be with someone in words or someone at work or something in your life. You probably have reacted differently according to situations. Well, those reactions, those actions that we have are based upon how we see things. It's the perception that we have. So if we have a positive attitude, if we think hopeful and optimistic thoughts and we speak positively about ourselves and about others and the things around us, what's going to happen? That is going to show in your behavior. how we view things, how we think, the attitude that we carry, the thoughts that we think, the words that we speak, literally are going to show us our behavior. The behavior that we have is a direct result of the way we think, the way we speak, and the outlook that we have. Listen, you can be trusting, you can be truthful, you can be helpful, and you can be generous if you have a positive attitude. However, if we have a negative attitude, what happens? If we have a negative attitude, this gives rise to negative thinking about ourselves, number one. Then it gives way to negative thinking about others, number two, which in turn will turn into negative speech, which is gossip, maybe complaining, maybe naysaying. Go back to the last episode and listen to that about the power of our words. And this is going to show up on our actions too. How we have reaction to and how we respond in life is really going to be a direct result of the attitudes that we carry and the way that we see things. Listen, our attitude is either going to be positive or it's going to be a negative life. It's going to be positive or it's only one of the two. It's only one of the two. And those attitudes literally set in motion, my friends, a series of consequences that affect our life. And I need us to understand that there is a lot at stake here. There is a lot at stake concerning the power of our actions, especially when it comes to the actions of the way we react to people and the way we react to the things around us. Because our actions, listen very closely, our actions determine our character. Our character is determined by the actions or the reactions that we have. So our character is formed by our basic outlook on life. Our character is formed by the way we view things. Our character is formed by the viewpoints that we have. Ultimately, those viewpoints, again, will manifest in action. You want to really know what someone's character is? You want to really know what someone is like on the inside? You want to really know what someone's outlook on life is, or how they view the world, or how they view things around them? Just look at their actions. Just look at what they do. Look at how they react to situations. See, every little action of the common day makes or unmakes our character. I'm going to say it again. Hear this quote, so powerful. Every little action of the common day makes or unmakes our character. You know, I was growing up and I heard people say it all the time that character is what you are in the dark, meaning that your character is indicated by your thoughts and your private life. That's who we really are. You know, we're really good at putting on fronts. We're really good at having the appearance of being one way. But really, who we really are is defined when no one else is watching, when no one else is looking around. In fact, I'm going to say it this way. The character that we have, it is the sum of all of our actions, including those small decisions that we make. What small decisions? Well, to be punctual on time or to procrastinate. All those little things develop our character. All of those little things speak of who we really are. Well, maybe it's to tell the truth or maybe spin it into a little bit of a lie just to make ourselves look better. Maybe your outlook on life drives your thoughts and your words and eventually your actions, because that's how this thing works. The outlook we have, it drives the thoughts we think, it drives the words that we speak, and it drives the actions, ultimately, that we have. So it is no exaggeration to say that our attitude is what ultimately will create our character. Yes, our attitude has that much power. Our attitude has the power to create who we really are. And then that seeps into our thoughts, that leaks out into our words, and it runs like a river through the hundreds of choices that we make in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year, in a lifetime. Do you see the progression? Our attitude determines our thoughts. Our thought spews out into our words, and our words spew out and are shown through our behaviors. So we're talking about the power of our actions. You know, a negative outlook. When we have a negative worldview, or we have a negative view of people around us, or a job, or a spouse, or our children, or our family, or our neighbors, no matter what the negative outlook is, it produces, I'm telling you, it will produce negative actions. And sometimes we're not even aware. We're not even aware of how directly our attitude affects not just our own actions, but also our character with others. Let's face it. When someone has negative traits are much easier to spot in other people than in ourselves. It is so much easier to point out everybody else's negative behavior, everybody else's negative attitude, everybody else's negative words. It's so much easier to point that out than it is to see it in ourselves. You know, I used to tell my children all the time, when you point the finger at somebody, remember there's three more pointing back at you. So it is easier to spot it in others than it is even just in ourselves. But what does negative actions do? What does a negative outlook do? Ultimately giving birth to the actions. What does that do in our life? Well, it kills your creativity. What I mean by that? What do you mean it kills your creativity? What does that have to do with action, Jerome? Well, everything positive that we accomplish in life begins with a possibility. It was a possibility that gave birth. So everything that we accomplish begins with possibility. I talked about it several episodes ago about the power of possibility. See, we have to see ourselves as capable in order to try something new. Maybe it's learning a new language. Maybe it's a new career. Maybe it's going to school. Maybe it's writing a book. Whatever the case, you have to see yourself as having the ability to do that. But if we don't have the right outlook and we don't have the right actions in our life that promote our thinking and our words and our thought processes, if we don't have those things lined up, what's going to happen is those possibilities are going to grind into dust by making us feel like we're powerless, like we can't do it. Remember, a negative attitude has its first effect on how you view yourself. Our thoughts shape our identity, and that identity will come out in the way we react and the actions that we have. And before long, that negative thinking, my friend, will find itself in your words saying statements like, I could never do that. Well, that'll never work. And as a result, we fail to do things. We don't have the action to do the things that we really would like to do. So having a negative outlook produces thinking that produces words that produces actions that stop you from accomplishing everything that you're supposed to accomplish. Also, you know what a negative outlook does? You know what negative actions do? A negative outlook will make you untrusting. It will make you have an untrusting outlook in life, and that will also determine your actions. I mean, how many times have you thought that somebody was going to do something or somebody was going to react a certain way? You'd already built it up in your mind. You'd already said in your mind, I just know that they're going to react like this. I just know that they're going to say this. I just know that they're going to do this in response. We build it up in our mind. Why? Because we have a negative outlook. And then what do? We usually go on the attack before we get attacked. We usually put the walls up because we've already built it up in our mind. So what's happening is the power of our action is coming out. We put the wall up before anything even happens, or we assume somebody's going to say something a certain way before they even say it. That's the power of your action. That's the power of your outlook in your life that is prohibiting or producing negative actions. Also, a negative outlook, which will produce negative thinking, which will produce negative words, which will produce negative actions, it destroys your confidence. A negative outlook, my friends, will destroy your self-confidence. And what that does is that is undermining your success. Listen, we all like living in our comfort zone. We all, listen, nobody likes living outside of their comfort zone. Nobody likes living in the place that is uncomfortable or where you're stretched. I don't like it. Listen, I am very much the type of person that likes that. I'm a type A personality. I like things from A to B and the plan in between. Listen, I don't deal well with change. I don't deal well when things don't go the way that I planned. You know, we all like our comfort zones. But do you understand that making progress in life, moving beyond where you've always been, requires pushing ourselves beyond that comfort zone? I'm going to say it again. If you want to progress in life, if you want to change your outlook, which changes your thought process, which changes your words, which changes your actions, you have to be willing to go beyond your comfort zone. And when we have this negative outlook, what happens is literally we begin thinking negative thoughts and we begin developing a poor self-image. Eventually, that finds its way into our actions. People that don't have a good self-image, that just didn't happen overnight. It is repeatedly in their life. Now, I know there are different circumstances that people are brought up in, and I understand that. But you understand you don't have to be a victim of your circumstance, but you can be a victor over them. I'm going to say it again. You don't have to be a victim of your circumstance, but you can be a victor over them. You can choose to change your outlook, which changes your thought, which changes your word, ultimately changing your action. So what happens is eventually that negative outlook is going to find its way into our actions, or let me put it this way, our inaction, which means we're not doing anything. And when it finds its way into our actions, it's easier just to, well, go to work every day versus stepping out and starting that business that you know you should be starting. You ever heard this saying, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right? And that is such a true statement. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right either way. And negative actions, negative outlook, negative thoughts, negative words, it holds us back from trying new things. It will hold you and I back. It will hold us back from accomplishing everything that we're supposed to be accomplishing. Listen, our actions are powerful. Our actions determine our character. Have you ever met somebody that you just knew the first time you met them, the type of person they were? Because their actions dictated that. Maybe they were just very loud and boisterous. They had to be heard above everybody else. Well, generally, that person, you know what that person deals with? That person is dealing privately with low self-esteem. Somewhere in their life, they didn't feel, or maybe they don't feel, that they've been heard. So they have to be loud above everybody else. What's happening? That outlook produced a thought process, which produced words, which is now producing an action. And so our actions have powerful. Our actions, I'm going to say it again, our actions determine our character, how people view us and how people look at us and how people will respond to us is determined by the actions that we have. And so we have to understand the power of our actions. If we aren't careful in protecting the actions that we have, if we aren't careful in protecting what we do, our character is not going to be protected. And so the actions that we have, and you may say, Jerome, you know what? It doesn't affect anybody but me. That is not a true statement at all. That is the farthest thing from the truth. Whether it be words that we speak, looks that we give, attitudes that we give, or all of that has an effect on those around us. Our actions, you know, I have this at my place of employment. I have this saying up on my filing cabinet. Well, it's not really a filing cabinet. It's a little cabinet where I keep stuff. And I have this saying. It says, a minute gone is gone forever. And that is such a minute gone can never be redeemed. I mean, it is better to adjust these things and go through life adjusting these things and growing. It is better to live with learning than to live with regret. It is better to deal with it now than 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road regretting the things. Now, I know you may be saying, but Jerome, we all make mistakes. We all make bad decisions. Absolutely. We all do. And I got news for you. You're not done yet, because as long as there is breath in your body, as long as there is breath in my body, I am learning, I am growing, I am developing. But it is better to allow our actions to define our character. You know, if people have a negative outlook about you, or people talk about you, it's probably not because it's just been one isolated incident. It's probably been a repeated action after action. You know, what is reputation? Let me talk about this for a minute. Our reputation has to be seen as a good one. Bible talks clearly about that. I'm going to go into that in a minute. But our reputation, what is reputation? Reputation, please listen to what I'm about to say. Reputation is repetition. Our reputation is determined by what we repeatedly do. Why do you go to the same person to get your hair cut all the time? Because they have repeatedly done a good job. Why do you go to the same mechanic to get your oil changed every time? Because they have repeatedly done a good job. Reputation is repetition. What we repeatedly do will determine the type of reputation that we have. And so maybe, I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life that I've not had a good reputation because of things, habits, words, actions that I have repeatedly done. And I can't blame nobody. I can't say, well, you know, they just ought to understand. You know, we like to go on that pity train, if you will. We like to crawl up on that pity train and say, well, it's just not fair. Why they treat? Well, because we repeatedly do something, and that repetition has dictated our reputation or our character, because character still counts. And again, character is defined as who you are when nobody else is looking. How you act when nobody else is looking, how you treat your spouse, or how you treat your children, or how you treat those people around you when nobody else is looking. When your family's not there, that's who you really are. That's who I really am. And so we need to understand the power of our actions. Our actions have a powerful force. They are a powerful force in our life. Listen, you can't undo what you need to be doing. You can't go back and undo the negative things. I understand that. You can't go back and undo the negative actions. You can't do that. But what you can do is make a decision to go forward from this point, saying, I am going to have a thought process. Well, let me begin at the beginning. I'm going to have an outlook in life that's going to produce positive thoughts. And when I have positive thoughts, I'm going to have positive words. And when I have those positive words, it's going to produce positive action in my life. That is how we need to live life. So did you see the progression? You have to go back and deal with the outlook, the way you view things. And then that will deal with the thought processes that you have. And then that will deal with the words that come out of your mouth. And that will deal with the actions that you do. All of these things line up with each other. See, our actions can change people's lives. I read this story and I want to read it to you. This is such a powerful, powerful testimony of the power of action. You ever heard of a restaurant called Chick-fil-A? I think all of us have. All of us have heard about Chick-fil-A restaurants. Well, the founder of Chick-fil-A, his name was Truett Cathy. And he actually passed away in 2014 at the age of 93 years old. And Cathy entered the restaurant business with his brother in 1946. The pair bought a small restaurant in Hapeville, Georgia, called the Dwarf House. And it's still there. It's still in operation today. There they developed the signature chicken sandwich, for which nearly 2,000 Chick-fil-A restaurants are known. Truett Cathy was known for his positive outlook on life. And that outlook contributed to his success as a business person and his willingness to take risk. Cathy's optimistic attitude was underscored by his powerful faith. He, like another successful Georgian, President Jimmy Carter, Cathy taught Sunday school at his hometown church for many, many years. And due to his strong belief in the value of Sunday as a day of worship and family time, all Chick-fil-A restaurants closed on Sunday. Cathy began this policy in 1948 when he himself was working 6 days a week and saw how determined that he was to promote a healthy life in his family and in himself. Now, losing these Sunday sales cost the company millions. But Kathy's strong beliefs resulted in positive actions, and he succeeded in what he put his hands to do. One of Kathy's favorite sayings, and anybody knows history on Chick-fil-A will know this to be true. One of his favorite sayings was this: it is easier to build boys and girls than to mend men and women. And that positive speech that he gave turned into a positive action when in the late 1940s, Kathy hired Eddie J. White. Google Eddie J. White. Eddie J. White was a young African-American at his first restaurant, at Kathy's first restaurant. Now, you have to remember that during this time, the American South was still segregated. So this decision, well, it was not popular with those around him. But Kathy was undeterred. His belief in equality and opportunity became a bold action. He also mentored an orphan by the name of Woody Falk. Woody Falk, when he was 13. Woody eventually became vice president of product development at Chick-fil-A. And Kathy developed a successful foster home that to this day, it's called Windshape Homes. And today, Camp Windshape and the Windshape Foundation provide scholarships for kids and college students. Woody Falk gives this summary of Kathy's character. Woody Falk, who was mentored by Truett Kathy, who was part of Windshape, says this: a lot of people look at Truett as Santa Claus, but he's not. He'll meet you halfway so that you can learn a lesson from the process. He's the personification of James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. Let me ask you a question, and I want you to think about, does your attitude affect your actions? Does your attitude affect your actions? Yes, the answer is absolutely. Your attitude affects your actions. When we have a positive outlook, we'll be confident. We'll be forward-looking, we'll be engaged in the world around us and willing to take risk to achieve what we believe. Our attitude determines our actions. The power of our actions, what we do, comes out of who we believe we are. Galatians 6, 7 through 8 says this: don't be misled, my friends. No one makes a fool of God. Whatsoever a man plants, he will harvest. In other words, whatever he does is going to come back to him. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. All he'll have to show for his life is weeds. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's spirit do the growth work in him, harvests a crop of real life. Eternal life. What was the Apostle Paul saying to the church in Galatia, Jerome? What was he trying to say? He's saying, listen, don't think God's a fool. Don't be misled. Don't be deceived. Whatsoever you throw out there in the atmosphere of life, it's going to come back to you with interest. So whatever we do, whatever our actions are, we must always understand whatever we sow out is exactly what we are going to reap. My friends, what we do comes out of who we believe we are. Our actions determine our character. Listen, if you haven't already done it, I need you to subscribe and follow this podcast. Listen, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button right now, because every week we are bringing life-changing content that is going to help you live your best life. And not only you, but will you help us grow? Let's get this out to those that need it. Listen, I guarantee you can think of at least 5 or 10 people that you know would be encouraged by these podcasts every week. Help us empower others by sharing about this podcast. Why? Because together we can help others discover the greatness within. And then will you consider partnering with M2G financially? Listen, your donation helps us continue not only bring this podcast to you every week, but also expand our opportunities to help countless others through empowerment and growth platforms. We have numerous things that we do to help you discover the greatness within. Listen, there is no insignificant amount. You can give securely through our website. We have several electronic methods that you can give. We have Cash App, we have Givelify. You can give right through our website with credit, debit, whatever the case, all secure giving and all tax deductible. So let me say this, whether it be a one-time gift or whether it be a monthly commitment, we say thank you. We appreciate everything that you do. So here's our announcer to share with you our website information, how you can partner with and stay connected to all things Motivated to Greatness.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Motivated to Greatness. We hope that you were encouraged to find your greatness within. Tune in every Thursday for new episodes of Motivated to Greatness with Jerome Bouverette. If you have a topic idea that you would like to hear discussed or simply have questions, please email your requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you like to receive weekly M2G mobile empowerments? If so, please text M2G to 31996. That's the letter M, the number 2, and the letter G to 31996. We want you to stay empowered. Here at M2G, we believe in the power of prayer. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to agree with you, we have a team of hundreds of prayer warriors across the nation who are awaiting your requests. Please email your prayer requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. Thank you for your continuous support. For more M2G info, please visit our website at www.kbif.info. Again, that's www.kbif.info. You can also connect with Jerome Bouverette by following him on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and by subscribing to his YouTube channel, all at Jerome A. Bouverette. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivated to Greatness. Take the time today to discover your greatness within.